production of SeeWhatShow.com.
Hi, welcome to See What Show. This is Mr. Brown.
This is Steve.
Hello, this is Movie Mama.
And you're listening to the Movie, TV and DVD podcast for regular people.
Regular.
Regular.
So.
This week, we'll be reviewing The Last Mimsy.
Meet the Robinsons.
And Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Mm. I love Will Ferrell.
Classic. Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
But first, what's in cinemas today? And here we go.
Hey, you don't reinvent like title. It's like, what's showing this week?
What's showing this week?
What's showing this week?
Russell.
Who's Russell? Russell Wong.
Hola.
Hey, shoot him here. No?
Just shoot me.
Smoking Aces is showing this week.
Yep. Like we said the last time, very exciting to watch, but not much of a story.
No story. Great gunfight, though.
Yeah.
It's just fighting and shooting. And
Alicia Keys.
And yeah, she's an assassin and she dresses as a hoe.
Don't you go calling some black girl a hoe.
No, she dresses as a hoe. She
like
does.
Like mini hoe or Tan Jik hoe.
Hello. Okay, moving on. We've also got Turistas in the box office. Now, that's supposed to be some thriller about this bunch of crazy American
kids
tourists,
who
right?
go on a spring break holiday to Brazil.
Yeah,
Turistas. Okay.
Yeah,
Turistas.
That's right. Turista.
Those damn Turistas.
Then they end up in some weird hut where people
chop them up and stuff.
No lah. Yeah, conduct experiments. To me, when I watched the trailer, it was like that. What's that? A Doctor Something Island.
Doctor Moreau.
Moreau's Island.
Oh no, that was a horrible movie.
I didn't know about the movie, but the book was quite interesting. And then this one
that
also
was terrible.
Sounds looks quite bad. It looks like a B grade movie lah.
Hey, but what's wrong with B grade slasher flicks? They're usually quite fun. Look at like Hostel and stuff like that.
I didn't watch
I like B-grade soccer flicks. Slasher flicks.
What's a B-grade soccer flick?
Last night's match on TV.
So.
And then there's also Breach.
Mm-hmm.
Breach, political.
Yeah, political. American political movie, I think. It stars Chris Cooper, is it?
I don't. Ryan Phillippe is in it. The Philippi. One Phillips.
And what is it about?
Betrayal. Or some guy in some government. I think it was the US government. As you can tell, Movie Mama knows a lot about this movie, right? Okay, he... wait, think for a minute. Cut.
We now pause for Movie Mama to think.
And
announce... Oh, we're done.
Oi! I have more thoughts than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, then I think someone sends a spy, which I think is Ryan, okay? Someone sends a spy to sort of get to know him, get closer to him, and find out what's going on and stuff like that. And then, you know... Stuff happens.
So go watch the movie and tell us what happened.
Yeah. Come to the forum and all that, the shop box and us, no?
See what show? Review time.
Let's start with the reviews. Yeah.
Yes, so what's up first, Brown?
The Last Mimsy.
What's that?
I don't know.
Keep it secret. What is this stuff?
It's like she's talking to me.
How'd you do that, Noah?
I just looked at it.
Oh, quite interesting at that one. I saw the trailer.
It's basically about a brother and his younger sister, Emma and Noah. Noah and Emma. They get special powers after they find a box of toys on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a book called Mimsy Were the Borogroves. It's a weird title. The book title is even weirder than the movie title.
Very cheap.
No, okay. Hello. You don't need to know
what
it is.
So what was the movie about?
Okay, the two kids find special powers after they pick up the toys, especially Emma, who gets like this soft toy rabbit called Mimsy.
Mm.
And this Mimsy talks to her. I mean, like, when kids tell you
does it really talk, or is it one of those?
No. You hear this weird sound in the background. And then another.
It's like a frequency.
Yeah. So, like, Noah can manipulate objects and draw complex mandalas and Tibetan mandalas. And the science teacher, Rain Wilson from The Office, starts to suspect something wrong because it's more than just genius.
Mm.
See, it's not like prodigies, man. These guys are like manipulating stuff.
Something is going on with your son. And I'd like to talk to you about it. There's something I'd like to show you.
What is this? This is a Tibetan painting. It's called a mandala. It's a symbolic representation of the universe. This one's actually almost 1,000 years old.
It's beautiful, but why are you showing it to me?
These were drawn by your son.
Now, Judy's?
It's a good old-fashioned family movie, like E.T. like that. But
yeah, I kept thinking E.T. because of the kids.
It's very enjoyable. It's a feel-good movie, but it doesn't have E.T.'s slickness and not as much heart. Okay. But still, surprisingly enjoyable. The special effects are there, quite cool, but not distracting. It's never kind of like, you know, in some of these kids' movies where they just throw the special effects at you to wow the kids.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't do that. And the kids were very charming. The two kids were very charming. It's not dumbed down. There were moments when you really, you know, even the kids and the adults would think about the earth and how we're destroying it, stuff like that, messages like that, which are you know, worthwhile lessons to pick up at the movies rather than always, you know, having violence and stuff. There were updates to the story. I mean, the original book was set in 1942. This one is sort of like modern day. So there's a bit of the post 9/11 Homeland Security moments, which I didn't really like.
Tired of it, right?
I just felt it was a bit forced.
But speaking of family movies, we also caught Meet the Robinsons.
Wow.
Yeah, Meet the Robinsons.
All his life, Lewis's dream was to find the family he never knew.
I know they're out there.
But the funny thing about chasing dreams is that no one can do it on their own.
What are you doing up here?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
And the journey will always take you places you never imagined.
What is this? Where are we going?
To the future!
I haven't watched a movie that made me feel happy, you know, for a long time.
Happy movie, huh?
Yeah, I didn't expect it from this. I really didn't expect it from this.
Yeah, it's because it's actually been a long time since Disney has released an animated film.
Yeah, poor thing.
Actually, what was the last one they released?
Cars.
Oh,
that was Disney, man.
That's quite recent.
Pixar, Disney, it's all together.
Oh, but this is just Disney, you know.
This is Disney.
But Disney hasn't done anything without Pixar for ages, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
so. No, that's only recent, when Lasseter did the whole thing, yeah.
So this one is a non-Pixar Disney movie.
Okay, it's a Disney flick.
Okay.
Well, the movie's about Lewis, a little orphan boy who happens to be a brilliant inventor. Don't you just love it, all these kind of Disney movies? Tragic hero, but brilliant. Anyway, he's gone through his share of like adoption rejections. All the interviews, he goes there, he kind of shows off his wowness, but scares people off.
I mean, because he's a geeky little kid with like freckles and specs and everything, you know? Yeah, so I don't think he really fits in and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. He gives up hope of ever being adopted.
Mm.
Until one day, someone puts an idea into his head to go and make a machine that will change his life by going into his memories and finding out who his real mom is.
Wow.
Yeah, because he remembers that one fraction, you know, of time where he caught a glimpse of her face when he was just a baby. So he was very convinced that, you know, he'll be able to find her and meet her based on that.
So because of this machine, Lewis meets this guy called Wilbur. Wilbur is this teenage kid who's like 1 year older than Lewis. And Wilbur kind of whisks Lewis away in a time machine, and all the time they're going to be chased by this guy called Mysterious Bowler Hat Guy.
Okay. He's a bad guy in the show.
He's the bad guy in the show.
Why is
he chasing them? Because he wants the machine that Lewis created.
I see. But he's chasing Lewis in his brain.
So they're not chasing anybody through anybody's brain, lah.
Oh, they're just outside.
Yeah, outside the brain. Machine just through time.
Through time, okay.
Through time machines.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because Mysterious Bullet Head Guy is from the future.
Yeah. But not exactly either.
Okay, don't spoil the show for people.
Yeah, so when they go to the future, they meet the Robinson family.
We'll discover a strange new world and a family.
Lewis, meet the Robinsons.
That's even stranger.
Why is your dog wearing glasses?
Oh, because his insurance won't pay for contacts. Oh.
Which is this mismatch.
Dysfunctional.
Not dysfunctional. They are dysfunctional, but they are functional.
They work well together.
Yeah, they really work well together.
It's like finding odd ends and then just putting them together and find that they make this beautiful picture. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm like gushing over this movie because it was really one of those that didn't try too hard, I felt, that enjoyed itself, didn't pace itself to kind of like, you know, keep the audience on the edge of their seats. No, nothing like that. But it was just very enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. What I felt throughout the movie was, wow, this is such an engaging story.
Yeah.
You really feel for Lewis.
Yeah, the characters were very well developed. Even like the mom, Wilbur's mom, right? We saw her for like, I don't know, man, less than maybe 10 minutes of the film, okay? But she was just so likable. She was the mom you always want to have, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a light-hearted kind of, the pace is very easygoing.
It's a perfect movie for kids. It wasn't that long, but about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some scenes which I think younger kids might find a bit scary because of the characters.
Yeah.
But also some scenes which they're just going to burst out laughing.
Yeah, the villain, the way they made him look, right, was really at first very menacing and stuff. But after that, he was just so comical because he turned out to be, I mean, pretty much a twerp.
What a great plan. Go back in time and steal a dinosaur. Now go get that boy!
Run!
What's going on? Why aren't you seizing the boy?
He's quite quirky.
Yeah, he was very likable in the end, and in the end he was my favourite character. So I would say really go watch this movie. Really. Yeah.
Funny,
isn't it? Yeah, there's some parts where you laugh because you see
Disney
it coming.
Cartoons are bad, like, usually funny.
Not as funny as Pixar, though, I would say. Yeah. Recently, recently.
It's a different kind of humour. Okay. It's more of a visual gag than a pop culture gag.
Yeah, but I came out smiling because I felt so good.
Yeah, smiling's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Any movie that can make you smile is good.
Yeah, great. So I say go watch this. Really,
yeah,
go. We need more
go
of these kind of movies, like, you know.
So what's up from the last movie on our list?
Anchorman.
There was a time when people believed everything they heard on TV. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. And one Anchorman was more man than the rest.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Wife and I caught this over the weekend. It's like a 2004 classic. I think you guys watched it before.
Which has been recently released on DVD.
Yeah, The Legend of Ron Burgundy with Will Ferrell, who is from SNL. Co-written with Adam McKay.
Hey, it's got Christina Applegate in that movie too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's quite hot.
She's hot.
She's hot.
It's set in the 1970s when news teams ruled. There's a narrative at the beginning, you know, voiceover where it talks about before cable, you know, news teams, the anchor man was king, you know, and Ron Burgundy was the king of them all in San Diego. He was the leading.
So it's not exactly your Murphy Brown kind
of. No, it's a male dominated world. And Christina Applegate, who plays Veronica Corningstone, corny name, right? Comes along and threatens his world, right? Because everything is male dominated, and suddenly she comes along and messes that up.
So yeah, she's kind of like this upstart, hotshot anchor person.
Yeah. A woman with brains, kind of thing.
Definitely.
Which was unheard of back then.
Diversity means the times are changing. And with that in mind, Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Well, this concerns all of us.
Okay.
Keeping that in mind, I'd like to introduce the latest addition to the KVWN news team, directly from WYPN in Asheville, North Carolina, Ms. Veronica Corningstone.
Hello, everyone.
It's a silly nonsense movie. I think it's trying to be satirical sometimes. It's more of general silliness, really. The news team gang fight is particularly funny because there's a rivalry going on between the news teams.
Like different channels?
Yeah, different channels, even within the channel. The daytime news team versus the nighttime news team, then the public news team as well, you know. There are a lot of cameos. The cameos were people like Tim Robbins.
Yes.
The crew is particularly funny as well. It's not just Will Ferrell himself, that stupid mustache of his and the 1970s hairstyle and clothes.
And what do you call his muscles? What do you call it?
He got names for his muscles, right?
1001. 1002.
Mr. Burgundy.
1003.
Helen said that you needed to see me.
Oh, Miss Corningstone. I wasn't expecting company. Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsimus. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind.
But then he's got his team, which is like the sports commentator champ kind, who wears a cowboy hat. Brian Fantana, the field reporter, Italian field reporter, who's a real sex stud kind of guy. Like. And then his funniest scene in the movie is when he talks about his Sex Panther perfume, the perfume he uses to get the women. Oh. That one is very funny. He has a collection of perfumes which he uses. And then there's Brick Tamlin, who is Steve Carell, the weatherman, who is an IQ of 48.
Yes.
Right.
It's this stupid movie. And then at the one moment, Will Ferrell does something, you know, Ron Burgundy does something bad, says something wrong, and his career takes a nosedive, and Veronica Corningstone gets a chance to be the first female anchor woman, and that's basically the story, lah. But the gags are just funny, lah. It's just a whole bunch of silly humor.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell movies are like that.
Any good specials on the DVD?
I haven't explored the DVD specials yet. Yeah. But I can mention it the next time around.
Oh, cool.
We only had time to watch the movie. So.
Yeah, just watch it for the crying scene. It was possibly the best crying scene I have watched. Okay, see, I had a new scene. The best crying scene that I've watched, in a film for a long time. Yeah,
it's a silly comedy. Yeah. I think Will Ferrell was on a roll here, I think with Anchorman, then followed by Talladega Nights. Yeah. You've got Blaze of Glory coming up with him.
Oh, so I can't wait for that
movie. I'm looking
forward
to that.
And if you've watched Talladega Nights and you've seen the specials on the DVD, most of the script is thrown out the window the moment he goes on screen.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And if you watch the Anchorman movie right to the end, you will see the credits.
And then
you find that you realize that they actually ad-libbed the lines on the spot. They were trying lines for a lot of the scenes until they get the one they like. So it's quite funny.
Yeah, so cool.
That's Anchorman. Do watch it if you like silly humor like that.
And that's very good. The show for this week, folks.
Yep.
That's right. You can email us at tellus@seewhatshow.com.
And come talk to us on the forums at seewhatshow.com/forum.
Subscribe. You can get all the links and iTunes subscription links at our site, seewhatshow.com. And do try our Shoutbox, which you can even SMS to.
Yeah, just leave your messages there and we'll reply. Fun stuff. So. Yeah.
And Heroes is coming back.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
See you guys. Bye.